Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And time's just a-flying away. And today, we are going to just kind of have like a coffee hour. And so many of us are listening to news from all over the places right now, some good, some not good. And today I just wanted to just gab. And if there, for those of you that want to call in, it's 347-945-5428. 347-945-5428. I'd love to hear what you have to say, too, during our coffee hour today. We're going to discuss compound interest, planting seeds, serving, where do you start, et cetera. All of it just takes such a it's so easy to do and so many things that we overlook all the time. And for those of you out there, brokers and agents, we go over the menu programs or menu systems constantly. And for those of you that aren't used to our programs, you can always look more up, too, on realityuniversal.com. And so where do we start? You know, in life, it's just some of us beat ourselves up, some of us don't. And, you know, and we really come in this world alone, we leave alone. And it's a beautiful journey. But I think without serving, without giving back, I think that's pretty much kind of the secret to being fruitful in our world and multiplying and giving back and you know, just seeing how it works. You know, when we plant seeds, farmers plant seeds, we plant seeds. Sometimes we're doing good here and doing good there and wondering when it's going to come back. And it does come back. It truly does come back. It's just the law of nature. And so today we're just going to do coffee talk hour. And I won't give my direct opinions on what all the politicking is going on right now. I think a lot of it's really ugly. I would like to personally boycott different stations, and if I had my say, which I don't, and it's not my business to get into what is everyone else's business, so I'll leave that alone. But I think that it would be nice just to try to not be so critical and to judge so much, you know, to really give President Trump a chance. Also, I've just heard so many things going on that just is very annoying, and then you wonder why people are getting upset and why they're aggravated, and if you look around, you just see more and more of it, and we're having the fake news and so many things going on that just make it for an uncomfortable day, an uncomfortable lesson. And I think it's really nice to be able to get involved. In our real estate world, we have so many wonderful things going on. Those of you know, I've been building our membership association for quite some time. It's growing by leaps and bounds, and I still list and sell. I don't try to list and sell like I did over the years because the amount I'm to take on what is really makes sense to take on. I don't take on anything that I can't handle and commit to. And I think that's another thing that is something we all can look at in our life and how we're structuring our businesses and our life generally is we can, you know, to take on and commit to what you can commit, not take too much on, because otherwise nothing seems to get done well. So a lot of people say, well, you're selling, but they're doing this other. And I really, truly take on only what I know I can get involved in doing. And it makes it a lot easier because of all the years of planting the seeds and building our networks I'm able to leverage and get properties sold and help get properties out to our network, and in turn the network's also helping sell. It's just so much, I would say it's ahead of what you see people doing these days. So many people just get in, they advertise, and they sit and wait for people to come. This is literally engineered over years of networking and working together and making it happen, and it does happen. And that comes from years and years of planting seeds and trying to do the right thing and sticking with it and not quitting. And so I'm going around because I'm the coffee hour. Like if you were sitting here talking with me, I'm just talking to you like I would. And when I talk, when I'm going on different tangents or different subjects, I'll go to this thing and skip around back to another thing. But it all comes together. It all has a purpose. It all has a meaning. And I'd love to hear your take on it as well. So with that, you know, when you give, it comes back. And so we are all able, we have our different gifts. You know, some of us are better at details and science or math or, you know, English. Or we all have different gifts. And it's so important to hone in and honor your gift and not let anyone else stomp on your gift, not let other people tell you you can't do something. And I have to say, I was listening, I was on my way to a meeting today at a phenomenal community foundation organization, unbelievable with what they do, which I'll share a little bit about today. And on the radio, I heard Donald, President Trump, which, by the way, I noticed that some stations that I won't mention which news stations aren't even calling him President Trump. They're just saying Trump, Trump, Trump. And that's pretty disrespectful. And I just don't know. I don't know. We wonder why the younger generation is wondering. You wonder why the younger generation is having a problem with certain things and maybe lashing out on different things. But then we aren't all setting great examples if we're just starting it. You know, we're inciting things to riot, inciting people to riot, which I totally am against. But I heard President Trump was giving a speech to the Coast Guard graduates of 2017. And he was stressing in there, don't give up. You're going to get beat on. You're going to get attacked. You're going to get – things are going to happen. Just put your head down and keep on going. Keep on fighting for what you know is right. We all know if something is good or if it's bad. And we know. We inherently know. So I am not honoring or saying if it's bad, don't do it. Just stop it. You know, if you're young and you think it looks cool because you're doing something that's horrible or getting into a gang, get out of it. Just get out of it. You know, don't get your, you know, just stay as far away as you can if you know it's bad and you know it's wrong. But when you know something's good and you're standing on your word, go for it. Stand on your word and fight it out the best you can. Don't just quit because of other people's opinions. Don't just quit because people think you're goofy. Don't quit. Just get in there and do it if you know it's right and it has a good cause, and just do it. So that's where don't quit. And you have to expect adversity. You have to expect when you're really trying to accomplish something and honing in on it and developing a mission, you're going to get attacked. So just get ready for that. It doesn't mean it's going to be fun. But here again, you're going in and you're planting seeds and you're moving forward and you're doing what's right. And that's where we're going to talk a little bit about compound interest. I wish that, and I think every single elementary school should have courses on compound interest. We weren't taught that when we were younger. And, I mean, it's amazing to me when you look at how much something can grow with compound interest. And so I'm going to give you an example, and many of you may have heard of this already. The power of compounding. If I was to ask you, and this is written all over the place too, but if I was to ask you, would you like to take $1 million right now, or would you rather have a penny that doubles for 1 month for 30 days? Most people will say, I'll take $1 million. It's a sure bet, right? They think, well, it's going to I want the money now. Well, I'm going to give you the example. So they've got, if 90% of the people would choose $1 million option, actually, that would shortchange you by over $4 million at the end of the 30-day period. So let's see how that works. So, and the funny thing about, I think, I find about life, and I always have to say this because I don't care if people think I have three heads or whatever, because I, you know, you have your following, you have your friends, you have your, you know, you have people that you know, and I think the older we get, the more we realize, hey, I'm on a mission to do what I want to do, and not everybody has to like me or accept the way I do it. So that's where being you is so important, and I just can't stress it enough. So when the this example with the 30 days, so if you take day one, the penny is only valued at one penny. Day 10, it's $5.12. I'm going to skip here a little bit. Day 16, it's $3.27 and 68 cents. Day 20, well, so let's just do day 15, day 16, $325.68. You double it, 17 is $655.36. Double that again, day 18, it's $13.10.72. So let's go down, you keep doubling it. Day 25, that penny is worth $167,772.16. Then it's got, by day 30, it's $5,368,000. I've seen some calculations where people are going in and they're talking about it being like $7 million, $10 million, $11 million. So, but the point is, the sooner you start, the better. So if you, I'll just say, you're 28 years old, and you'd want to just start a family, and you say you've put $21,000 of your own money. Your money, if you put in $21,000 of your own money, earning 10% a year would end up being over $1 million by the time you turn 65. Say you only earn 3% a year, you're still going to be you're going to have that compound interest. It's just amazing to me because we weren't taught that when I was younger. And so it's something that you can start now. So what if you're 50? What if you're 60? Start it anyhow. You can never, and you want to be patient. And this is just like relationships and life, and it's planting the seeds, and it comes back to you. It really, really does come back to you. We weren't shown that, and we weren't shown the power of leverage. And I say we, I wasn't, and I've talked to many people that weren't either. And it's just interesting to see how that can work. Now, everybody can have the best plans, and they can fall apart. So we have to prepare for things like that. Nobody has all the answers. It's just a matter of educating yourself as much as you can. And now with the internet, we have many more ways to, much more to read. We don't have to just go to the libraries, even though the libraries are a great source of information. We have financial experts, real estate experts, you can never, just because sometimes a lot of people lost money in the stock market in 2008, and then since then many people have made money. So everything can be a gamble. But if you go into some situations and you're conservative and you just start now, you're going to end up more later. So planting seeds, serving. Do any of you that are listening, do you go and volunteer for an hour a week or volunteer at something? It just comes back to you so much. It's incredible, very incredible. And so so today, in our day and age today, we have so much going on and so much coming to us like it's fire that it's – and some people think, well, I can't make a difference. Just me, myself, can't make a difference by myself. But you can. You absolutely can. You can make a difference in schools. You can make a difference in people you meet on the street. You can make a difference in your family, in your life. Every one of us can make such a difference. And it's up to every one of us to do that and start planting seeds and know that it always does work out. It usually does come back and work out. I was at the actual Baltimore Community Foundation today, and I'm so impressed with them. We are going to definitely do a show just on that in itself. I was so impressed at the differences and changes, at what they've been doing for years and years and years. And there's many foundations out there, but I'm not sure if – I wasn't aware that you can actually with the foundation, they can put the money in perpetuity. They can set up things where you have annuities. The money can definitely keep on going for many, many years. It's very well organized and very honest, very disciplined and structured, where they have the great advisors. And there, like I said, there's other foundations out there. But this, for example, was one I was very impressed with. And what I didn't realize is you can also start, instead of having to start your own nonprofit foundation, if you're in business, you can start a mission that you want to donate to an organization. We're interested in helping out with kids and teenagers and adult wounded adults. We're also interested with helping out with wells in Africa. You can start set something up and actually have it run totally through the foundation. This foundation particular uses goes. They have to have a U.S. IRS number through as a nonprofit, but there's many other, you know, there's many foundations out there. So you don't have to be the person putting out all the paperwork and doing all the work. You can actually start a mission and have money sent in and still have these things grow forever and ever and ever. There's ways to do it that are just amazing, and you may have $5,000, you may have $10,000. It doesn't matter. It's possible to get started and start planting seeds and have that continue for years and years later. One particular fund they have, the B&O Railroad, over 100 years ago, the gentleman that was with that actually wanted to set aside money with the B&O Railroad to help widows of people that worked with the railroad. And now the Baltimore Community Foundation has the funds, and 100 years later, widowers are getting monthly stipends because of that fund. 100 years later from it getting started, from one person that actually did it. So it's just an interest, and this brings up compound interest again and how things are funded and managed to keep growing and keep on going for years to come. So anybody interested in that, you can always check in and get into check with different foundations. You can also let us know. I was just amazed how you can get in and make a difference. These foundations are also assisting with getting community grants, assisting with education, funding programs to help communities. We've got programs all around the country that help even just small communities. And it makes a difference, and it's really amazing what we don't know about. It's just, and how you can get involved and leverage your time. You might say, oh my gosh, I'm slammed, I'm working, raising a family, I don't have any free time. You can do it with, like, you can literally do it with just an hour a week. It could be an hour a month. You can do it with $500. You can do, it's just amazing how you can check into this and make a difference for the future and help change lives. Because when we serve and we give back, it works. It just life gets a lot better. When we're caught up in our own stuff totally and we're not serving, we're not giving back, we're not assisting, it focuses more on just our problems, our issues, and not really make a difference. And so it's really amazing to me. And exciting how many changes that we can make with doing this type of thing. And that's why I wanted to have the coffee talk today. It's just to go over ways you can make a difference, ways we can all make a difference. And I don't think, we know the difference between positive and negative. It's interesting. The Baltimore Community Foundation does quite a lot in the Baltimore area, and there was some discussion about the riots a couple years ago in Baltimore and what's being done now to make changes. And there's individual organizations, individual communities that are getting involved, and just, you know, the families right on each block getting involved in connecting the kids with other kids and the families, so everybody knows everybody and makes differences. And they said they within the first year of the riots, the kids in Baltimore City school grades went down considerably because of the trauma. And so now they're coming back up. And all of this takes work, and we all, no matter where we live, where we are, what we're doing, we can all serve and help with the kids and help with the issues. And many, many people have gone through some horrible times, and sometimes that's God's gift. I don't want to say God puts us through the horrible times, but can be God's gift to us to be able to help others go through and pull through those times so that we can serve them. And we know, you know, you would know because you know what you've been through and what they've been through, can connect and relate. And so it's, definitely, I love planting seeds. I love serving. And I love looking at how compound interest works all over the place. It's, you know, you may be in your own, I've been in my own businesses for years and says, oh gosh, I've just always put everything in the business. But there's compound interest in that as well. So none of us have all the answers. None of us know every single thing. We're always learning. We're always trying to grow. And that's the beautiful part about life, is to go through and weather the storms and know that, you know, just be you, completely be you. So all types of, so in the real estate industry, of course, now is still a great time to buy. It depends on where you are. Some of the markets have gone up considerably. Some have slowed down. Seems like a lot of markets seem to have low inventory, but the rate is still very, very good. The rates are awesome. And so I'm just looking at these different different things. There's a lot of other ways to make money now, too, through networking organizations. There's a lot of ways that people are getting by too without struggling as much between just giving back, serving, helping, and people are selling on eBay. There's just so many ways to do things, and that's why I just wanted to talk about some of that today. It's really good to talk to a financial advisor. You can talk to people at no obligation. There's people out there that are experts, and just say, this is where I am, and if you don't have anything put aside, that's okay, too. You can start today. You've got people calling it, talking about gold and monies, and we're having these cyber attacks, and just so much is going on that can be overwhelming, and it's really important to just focus in on what you can do to, it's funny, our intuition, our stress barometer is very, very real, and I think we can really help each other if we watch that and we just honor that. So we still have some programs out there in the real estate world, too, that you can take advantage of to refinance your mortgage and keep the rates lower. So we were talking about also what's happened with the Baltimore City schools and all of this work that's being done with the kids and with the communities. And one of the major issues that seem to take place, and this is happening all over the country, it happens all over the world, is the trauma and the childhood issues and problems in homes and families can continue for years and years and years. And if that emotional component is not addressed, all these other issues keep happening. And I think that's something that a lot of people are starting to have awareness of, to be able to say, hey, how can we look at this? How can we cover that component? It's kind of like we weren't taught compound interest when we were kids. And now people are learning that about it, and it makes a difference. Same thing with dealing with trauma and emotional issues. And that's what a lot of these foundations, organizations, or grants are now getting involved in. How do we do this holistically? How do we take care of the whole issue and the whole problem rather than just separating it and deal with one thing at a time and not look at the whole component? You know, so for me, it's very exciting. I love... getting involved in serving and looking at these different issues and seeing where I can help, where I can serve as well. And that's where real estate, to me, is the vehicle. We connect people, we put them with properties, we negotiate, and we're changing people's lives and assisting with that. So I think when those of you listening that are members and affiliates, you know how strongly we can serve and may think, hey, we're just selling a house, we're selling a business, we're selling a property, but we're not. We're coming in touch with people, and we connect the dots and make it work. And yes, that's what we're needed for, to connect it and make it work. And I just can't tell you how I can, stories and stories and stories of situations and deals and projects and things that you're like, how has that worked out like that? And it really is pulling it together. A lot of people think it's easier than it is. It's not the easiest thing to do, because you have to make it a win-win all over. But in that component, you have an ability and almost like a foot in the door to deal with other situations that are going on that you're able to help with and lead and just honor without realizing it. So it's, for those of you that don't realize, lots of times whatever position you're in, you're affecting everybody around you. And that's amazing. So if you think about it, wow, I can either be upbeat today, or I can be drab, but how's that going to affect the people around me? How can I make a difference? Because we only have today to look at, but we have today, but whatever we're planting today comes back to us later. And I just can't, it's just wonderful. It's just a wonderful, wonderful world that we have, even though we have tragedies and we have trials and tribulations. God's really there. God's within us. God's real. It's not some made-up thing. And I just can't stress enough how it all ties in together. So say you're in a situation and like, well, I made too many mistakes, or I'm not going to be forgiven, and I didn't, you know, I made mistakes. It's my life's over. I'm stuck. I messed up too many times. Da, 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 da. No, you didn't mess up. God forgives you. You're always forgiven. And I'm not saying that means you can go do something terrible tomorrow and then say, oh, God just forgave me. I'm talking about, you know, if you're harboring that guilt and harboring things and thinking your life's over, it's not over. You can start right now and make your plans. And you can change things. You know, if you're in a career, you're in businesses, you know, there's so many ways to change and do what you really want to be doing. It's not an all or nothing. That's just so that's why the networking, we have so many. We had a guest on last week about power, and it's spelled POWUR, and they're doing solar power all over, and it's a network marketing, so you can make money on it as well. I know new technologies are coming up. I've heard there's another one that's got cheaper panels, and there's going to be solar paint, but still, it doesn't matter. There's always going to be other people, and you know, you can still get in on ground levels with things to plant your seeds and network and try it out. So the biggest thing is not to have fear. So it's just amazing how it does come back and it does grow. So that's what we are talking about today, the coffee hour. And if I could just stress for people, with all this ugliness going on, just let everybody be them, be themselves. I had to go from a meeting to another meeting last week, and I had my laptop with me, and I wasn't going to be back in time to do some work that I needed to do. The office couldn't do on the laptop, so I thought, well, I'm going to stop in this restaurant then and get a cup of soup and do my work. So I'm on the computer, and there's two men sitting in the booth next to me. And I'm not one of these people. I don't know if you do this or not, but I'm not one of these people that want to listen in on conversations. I remember a boyfriend years ago would sit and you'd be sitting having dinner out, and he would be so intent on, what is this person saying? What are they saying? What is it? And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I want to have a conversation with you. I'm not going to sit here and eat my food and you're so intent on hearing what everybody's doing in the restaurant. I'm like, oh my God. But everybody's different. So if that's you, I'm not knocking it. It's just not me. But these two men were sitting in the booth next to me last week, and I couldn't help but hear them because they were pretty loud, and I was by myself. And they were bashing anybody who voted for President Trump. Oh, how stupid they are. How this? Can anybody? And, the people that got him in were just, you know, poor and this and this and this and didn't, I won't even say some of the things they said. But I'm just like, oh, my gosh, okay. Well, I'm not judging because everybody has their own opinion and everybody can do whatever they want to do. But it was very ugly. It was just very, very ugly. And so I felt like, gosh, if I was sitting there, I would have to say, hey, I'm one of those deplorables. I voted for President Trump. And I have my own businesses, so I'm not like in the category. You're trying to call everybody in the category, which is so bad. But everybody has their right to do whatever they do. But when you think about it, if we're going to be so negative on it and not even listen to everybody's opinions and look at the whole and be so judgmental, how are we helping what we're doing? How are we doing it? We're just getting in there with all the muck. You know, not that we don't have a right to our own opinions. We do. We absolutely do. But I think that there's a lot of very negative stuff going on that shouldn't be going on. A lot of name calling and not a lot of throwing out there. A lot of craziness that all it's doing is stirring up more trouble. And when it comes to compound interest, I know you take a penny and you double it for 30 days and then it's worth so many million. Think about our actions. See, our actions that we do actually come back and do that as well. Just like for us real estate agents and brokers out there, you can start in an area, if you're brand new, and you can plant your seeds and you can farm and you can do work and make your calls and touch base and network. And within 2 to 3 years, you can be very well known in that community. And that's a fact. That's definitely doable. So you can do that with wherever you are. But you're going to remember, not everybody's going to like you. That's just life, you know. You just have to, don't let it stop you from what you're doing. So if you're not in, you know, if you're in other businesses, it's the same thing. Is it easy? No. I'm not saying that life's easy, but when we can do that and we can do it at the same time, if we're just completely negative and we're always down, you know, negative about everything, putting everybody down, that's what we're going to get back. We're going to get back what we're putting out, you know. So, again, what I was saying before, if you're, you know, you know you're doing the right thing, then go on it. But that's, I love how it all ties in together, and nature is just incredibly wonderful and how perfect nature is and how beautiful everything ties in together. But we can. One person can make a difference, especially working with other people, and there's just so many interesting things. I'm so excited about the Community Foundation because there's just a lot that you can do and set up, and different people have different, depending on, you don't have to have a ton of money to get involved with these Community Foundations at all. And to set up your will, trust, life estate, whatever you're doing, in a fashion that whatever's going on after you pass can actually keep on going on forever, literally forever. It can be a very tiny bit of money. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. So that's my 2 cents for the day. We've got tons going on all over the place. And just remember, if you want to lead, you want to lead, and we lead forward, learn everything you can. Nobody has all the answers, but one person can make a difference. And it's a beautiful place to start and a beautiful thing to do. We have, in the next couple weeks, we have lots going on with our networks, with the real estate networks all around the world. And this connecting the dots and connecting the properties, and it's just become so much easier than what it used to be. If you want to get involved, email us or contact us at realtyuniversal.com. You can also go on the website and look up the information. If you want to learn how to offer real estate menu programs into your system, into your business, sign up as a member. It's only $298 a year. We do ask, though, that you are licensed. And we do have there's a certification that you have to take. We do live by our rules. We preach what we live the way we preach. We definitely believe that people should have choices, and we always want to try to do the right thing and go from there. So it's absolutely amazing when you want to serve. Where do you start? There's so many places you can start. It's mind-boggling, and it's a lot of fun. It takes it off of you and puts you into a a place where you make a difference, and that certainly does make you feel good, and it definitely helps and keeps on going. So, I see somebody sending questions. I'm just going to, we're only going here for another 10 minutes. I'll definitely get back to you with the, with your, definitely get back to you. Absolutely. So we've also, we're doing working with international MLS too for listings all around the world. So no matter where you are, if you're selling or buying or want to be connected, just get in touch with us at realityuniversal.com and we can put you in touch with the right people. The more information we have, it's, the easier it is to do that. And go from there. I was looking for another thing about compound interest. And a lot of people right now are getting into the gold and concerned about, you know, the infrastructure and things going down. It's always good to try to protect ourselves as much as we can for any situation. I'm not an expert on that as far as which is best to do. I was noticing that Bitcoin, which started at, what, $10, something like, it actually went up to $1,800. It's amazing. I'd seen it go from $10 and then up to $6, going around $6, and then went up to $1,800 and then dropped $200 when they had the issues last week. Just amazing to me. Amazing. But with any of these things, you don't know when to get in or when to get out, so you just have to be careful and get some expert advice. Pretty amazing. So that is, we're going to wrap it up today. And again, if you're interested, though, in information about community foundations, how you can get involved, if it's something with estate planning, I mean, it's this amazing way to set things up that with, you can have $5,000, you can have $1,000. It's not like you have to have a lot of money to do any of this. Also getting out there, you can also do volunteering. I don't know if anybody's gone out and done mission work. You can go in. There's volunteer stuff all over the world where you can even go for just a week at a time if you want and go in and make a difference. So if you haven't tried it, try it. I think you may find your life changes drastically. And mention again, yes, I still am. People are constantly saying, Natalie, you still really listing and selling, and I definitely am. I'm just not taking on every single thing anymore. It's just, but what I take on, I commit to, and commit to very well. And then we have a great network that we're able to turn a lot over to, which works beautifully. So to everybody out there, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. And everyone out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. Make it a great day.